The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm glad you could join us once again for another Netcast this time. And I've got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of announcements. One of the major ones is that we now have a new addition to SpeakFaith.tv, which, by the way, I've got a lot of announcements about SpeakFaith.tv, so bear with me. SpeakFaith.tv, of course, is our Roku channel. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that today. But the new addition to the channel is Bob Yandian, Pastor Bob Yandian from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I tell you what, Brother Bob, I've listened to him for years. He was an instructor at Rhema Bible Training Center, back when it was Rhema Bible Training Center. Now it's Rhema Bible College. So they have changed. There's changes afoot everywhere, it seems. But at any rate, Bob Yandian is an excellent Bible teacher, and he has a lot of really good teaching available for us on SpeakFaith.tv, so I'm really excited about that. He is also a trustee of the International Convention of Faith Ministries. Now, the last time we did a netcast, I talked about the fact that we were planning to go to the ICFM 40th Annual Convention down in Fort Worth, Texas, at Eagle Mountain Church. And we had a GoFundMe program to try to raise money for that. And the GoFundMe program didn't raise but $100. So, praise the Lord for that. But that wasn't enough to take us down to Fort Worth. However, we had other contributions that came in outside of GoFundMe that did indeed fund our trip. And, we've only got a few other, you might say, incidental things that we have to pay off for that trip. But between Harold Cagle and Word of Faith Radio and the contributions that came in that way, and also the contributions that came in to Word of Faith Ministries, this ministry that came directly to us, we were able to do the trip. If you are still interested in helping us defray some of the costs of that trip, then you can certainly still do that. All you have to do is go to our website, wofm.org, as it says there on the screen. Go to the website, and there is a link there on the webpage that says Donate to the Ministry. If you click on that, you'll be able to donate to the ministry, and I really do appreciate that. That will help us with some additional costs that we still have. But the vast majority of it we were able to do through the contributions that came in. So I really want to thank you for those of you that contributed. Now, Bob Yandian, SpeakFaith.tv. Here's the other thing about SpeakFaith.tv. As I said, it's a Roku channel. And for those of you that maybe aren't as familiar about that, a Roku device, as I picture here, is a set-top box. I have to say that carefully because that's hard to say if you say it quickly. But a little box that sits on top of your television or beside your television, connects to your television, but then also connects to the internet. The idea is to receive IPTV, which is a fancy way of saying Internet Protocol Television, which is television you receive over the internet. That's what the Roku is all about. Now, the Roku device connects into their central service, Roku service, which is called their channel store. And the channel store has various channels in it. Some are paid channels. Some are free channels. Now, SpeakFaith.tv is a free channel. So if you go to SpeakFaith.tv in the channel store for Roku, then you can sign up and connect to that and receive it over your Roku device. Now, there's some of you who say, well, yeah, but Dr. Bill, I don't have a Roku. Well, couple things about that. One is you can purchase one. They're very inexpensive. They start around $39 or thereabouts. And I think they even have a streaming stick that may be $29. So you can check into that. If you go to our website for SpeakFaith.tv, which I have there on the screen right now, SpeakFaith.tv, not .com, not .org, not .net, but .tv, if you'll go there, you will see that we have revamped the website. And this is the other big news that I wanted to share with you on this program. We've revamped the website. We've changed it up. And we now have a link there you can click on the right-hand column as you look at it, where you can purchase a Roku device. Now, we're not affiliates of Roku. We don't get any kickback or anything like that. It's just a convenient link for you to go to their website to purchase a Roku device. So that link is there. Then we also have a link if you want to directly subscribe to SpeakFaith.tv on your Roku. You can click that link and you can do that. And then you'll also notice we've got two other links there that are very important. One is our video feeds and the other is our audio feeds. Now, the reason this is important is that you can now, by clicking on those links, you can see the feeds displayed that are current, up to date, with the programming that goes on SpeakFaith.tv, and you can actually click on those links that it lists and watch the videos and listen to the audio for SpeakFaith.tv right there on your PC. Now, this is a new service that we're offering to those of you that don't have a Roku box but still want to get a hold of the programming that we have for SpeakFaith.tv. And because you can play it on your PC now, you can also cast it to your TV through a Chromecast device. Now you say, well, Dr. Bell, I've never heard of that. Well, a Chromecast device is a little device that you can get from Google. Cost about the same as a Roku streaming stick, so it's kind of a toss-up as to which one you might want to get. But the Chromecast is a device that allows you to cast from your PC over to your television. Now, I'm sitting here in my living room, and I have a TV right here in front of me. I can cast from my PC over to my television and actually see what's on my PC screen over on the TV screen. So that's how Chromecast works. Now, there's a link on the SpeakFaith.tv website that actually steps you through, step by step, how to do the Chromecast setup, where to purchase it, how to get it, set it up, and then use it to view our programming right there on your TV. So you've got several ways you can do it now, through your Roku, through a Chromecast, and right there on the web, on your PC or tablet or phone, whatever device you use to access the World Wide Web, you can now use to connect and watch SpeakFaith.tv. So we're broadening our outreach for SpeakFaith.tv, and I'm really excited about that because that's going to be a real benefit to a lot of you folks. Now, Word of Faith Radio, lots of things happening with Word of Faith Radio. More announcements there. As you know, WFR.org, as it says there on the screen, you can go there and you can listen to Word of Faith Radio. Dennis Burke started recently on Word of Faith Radio. Now, Dennis Burke is another person who is a past president of ICFM, a former trustee of ICFM, and he was honored at the ICFM convention that we went to down in Fort Worth as a past president. They gave him a plaque along with the other past presidents, so that was kind of exciting. But I got to talk to Dr. Burke down there. Brother Harold and I talked to him, and he's excited about being on WFR.org Word of Faith Radio. So his program has started, and there are other programs that are starting. Rodney Howard Brown's program is going to be starting very soon on Word of Faith Radio. So there's lots of things happening, exciting stuff. So you need to stay on top of it. Now, if you go to the WFR.org site, there's a red banner there. We always announce kind of what's happening currently in that red banner, and that way you can keep up with what's going on with Word of Faith Radio. So exciting stuff, I tell you. I'm really kind of charged about the directions we're heading with Word of Faith Radio and with SpeakFaith.tv. All right, let's get into the Word today. We're going to talk about something that I'm talking about right now on the radio program, the Word of Faith broadcast, which, by the way, I haven't mentioned that as much here on the Word of Faith Netcast, but we do have a daily radio broadcast that airs on WOFR.org at 11:30 every day, every morning. That is Eastern time, so whatever time zone you're in, you may need to adjust for that. But if you're in Eastern time, it's 11:30 a.m. on Word of Faith Radio. And we have the Word of Faith broadcast. It's a 15-minute program every day, Monday through Friday. And, of course, we have teaching on that. We have announcements and so forth on that as well. But what we're teaching on right now on Word of Faith Radio is the believer's benefits. And so I want to kind of piggyback on that message and talk about it here on the program for the Word of Faith netcast. So let's get into the Word of God. Let's go to Psalm 103. Psalm 103, beginning in verse 1. This is a psalm of David, and he starts out here, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Now, we haven't gotten very far, but let's stop right there for just a minute. Notice he, the real him, is a spirit man. Remember, you are a spirit. You have a soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions. You live in a physical body. So this physical body that I'm speaking to you through right now, that isn't the real me. You say, well, Dr. Bill, it looks like it. Well, yeah, it's my body. But the thing is, this is not the real me. I am a spirit, and this body is my possession. I have a mind, will, and emotions. They are my possessions. Now, that means my mind shouldn't run off and do whatever it wants to. It should do what my spirit, the real me, wants it to do, which is renew itself to the Word of God. Remember Romans chapter 12 talks about the fact that we are to renew our minds to the Word of God. So your spirit, the real you, should tell your mind, you get renewed with the Word of God. And then you read it, you study it, you meditate in it, and that will renew your mind to the Word of God. Well, in the same way, David here, he, the spirit man, is telling his mind, his will, and his emotions, his soulish realm, bless the Lord. So in effect, he's telling himself, because it's his mind, will, and emotions, to bless the Lord. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Well, all that is within me is I am a spirit, I have a soul, I live in a body. Amen? So that's the all that is within me. So I should, as a spirit, be worshiping God in the spirit. Amen? And I should be worshiping him with my mind, will, and emotions. Praise the Lord. And I should be worshiping him with my body. You say, well, how do you worship with your body? You can lift your hands. That's one method of worship. Another is to dance before the Lord. Amen. David danced before the Lord with all his might in worship and praise to God. So that's something you can do with your body. So basically, get all of you involved in blessing the Lord. Amen. Now, here he says, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Then he goes on in verse 2 and says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now, unfortunately, a lot of Christians only remember some of the benefits. They don't remember all the benefits. Well, we need to think about what all the benefits are. Now, one of the benefits that commonly most Christians think about is that they get to go to heaven. And that's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. We do get to go to heaven. But getting to go to heaven is not what being a Christian is all about. That's good, but it's not all of it, right? So what do I mean by that? Well, a lot of people look at becoming a Christian as like a heavenly fire insurance policy. You know, that's what I've called it in the past. A lot of people think of it that way, which means I miss hell, you know, that's the fire insurance part. I miss hell and I get to go to heaven. Well, praise God, that's great. Absolutely, that's true. But that's just a small part of the benefits. It is a benefit that God forgives all our iniquities. No question. Matter of fact, it goes on to say here in verse 3, when he starts listing the benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Now, I want you to think with me a minute. How much is all? Amen. That's a Selah moment. We'll stop and think about that. How much is all? Well, all is all there is. Amen. You know, a country boy would say, there ain't no more. There's no more than all. Because all is all there is. I like to say about all that all is the biggest word in the Bible. All. because it means all. It encompasses everything, right? So all your iniquities means he doesn't leave any iniquities out. Amen? Now, again, regular, we'll call it run-of-the-mill. I hate to use that phrase, but you know what I'm saying. Christians understand that he forgives all our iniquities. Amen. That's not a surprise to anybody. God's in the iniquity-forgiving business through his Son, Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from how much? All our sins. See, there's that word again. All. So all your iniquities are forgiven. All your iniquities are cleansed if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord. Now, if you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Lord, you can do that right now. It doesn't take long. All you got to do is act on Romans 10, chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10. Verse 8 says, "What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach." That, here's what it is, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, the word saved there is a Greek word, sozo. Now, that's the transliteration of it, sozo, pronunciation. And it means to be saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially, and delivered from all temporal evil. Oh, boy. Talk about all. That covers everything. Amen? Salvation is more than a heavenly fire insurance policy, like I said a while ago, because it covers that whole large area. Spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, delivered from all temporal evil, and I already said financially, socially, delivered from all temporal evil, and is the all-encompassing part of salvation or deliverance. Amen? So it includes mental deliverance. It includes physical deliverance. Healing, in other words, is included in salvation or sozo. Now, how do we know that's part of the benefits? Well, let's keep going to the very next part of this scripture. In verse 3, "Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." Now, once again, I got to ask you, how many is all? All is all, right? That means there's no illness, there's no sickness, there's no disease left out of all. Now, again, there are a lot of Christians that understand that he will forgive all your iniquities. But when they read that he heals all your diseases, they go, "Well, now, maybe not all." No, the word "all" is still all. It still means just what it means, which is all. You know, I remember hearing about a guy that did a study on the word "all." And he found out that it meant all. It meant all there is. And there aren't any more. Amen? So, if he forgives all your iniquities and he heals all your diseases, there aren't any left out. Amen? Well, you ought to be praising God over that. Whatever it is that Satan tries to hit you with physically, whatever symptom he may bring up, God heals all, A-double-L, all your diseases. Why? Because Jesus bore all your sickness and all your disease. By his stripes we were healed, according to 1 Peter 2:24. Now, what does it mean, were healed? Well, it means that on the cross, when Jesus bore all our sin, he bore all our sickness and disease as well. Well, he accomplished the work then. It was finished. Now, on the cross, I want you to think about this. On the cross, he said, "It is finished." And then the curtain in the temple that separated the Holy of Holies from the other part of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, signifying that the barrier between God and man had been split from top, in other words, God did it, to bottom. All right? But the "it is finished" he talked about there was the old covenant is finished. He had not yet gone to the grave. He had not yet been raised from the dead. He had not yet put his blood on the mercy seat in the heavenly holy of holies. So the new covenant wasn't in effect yet, but the old covenant had been fulfilled, had been done away with. It was finished. But once Jesus went into the grave, once he was raised from the grave, once he went to heaven to right before the Father and presented his blood on the mercy seat, once God said, it is enough, then the new covenant went into effect. And that new covenant is complete. Jesus did all of that. We don't have to do anything else. It is not of our works, lest any man should boast, right? Now, again, we know that. We've heard that all our lives growing up in denominational churches. I was raised Southern Baptist. I heard that. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. Absolutely. The work has been accomplished. But here's the thing. The whole work was accomplished. The completed work was accomplished. That includes sins, you know, and forgiveness of our iniquities. But it also includes sickness and disease. It also includes the fact that Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. It also includes the fact that by his stripes we were healed. See, that's why he can say were in 1 Peter 2:24, because it's talking about a past event, what Jesus has already done for us. So think about this. God doesn't have to lift a finger to heal you. He's already done it. He's already healed you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you may say, yeah, but Dr. Bill, I still have symptoms in my body. Why is it that I'm having to deal with sickness and disease if Jesus bore my sickness and disease? Well, the thing is, you've got to receive it. He's provided everything necessary for you to be healed physically, but you have to receive it by faith. Now, I've told you about my testimony about how I ended up in the hospital and how the doctor said I had a week to live. Well, obviously, I'm not in that condition now. Praise the Lord. So something happened, right? I got healed. I got out of the hospital. I'm no longer on my deathbed. So what happened? Well, Jesus bore my sicknesses. He carried my diseases, my aches, my pains, everything back on the cross. So what happened to get me out of the hospital? I had to reach out and receive it. I had to, as Gloria Copeland likes to point out, I had to take it. See, the kingdom of God is seized by force. Amen. You look it up. It's seized by force. What do we mean by that? You got to take the healing that's yours. Yeah, but Dr. Bill, I don't want to be arrogant. I don't want to go to God and say, give me my healing. You're not taking it from him in one sense. Now, yes, he did all the work for you to be healed, no question. But who's preventing you from being healed? It's the devil. You're taking your health back from the devil who's trying to put symptoms on you. So the violent in this case is not violence against God. It's violence against Satan's, you know, maneuvers to try to make you sick. His schemes to try to put symptoms of sickness and disease on you. Satan's the one who comes to kill and steal and destroy. That's what John 10:10 says. Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to, that's good King James, the thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and destroy. So if you put a chalkboard up and you put a line down the middle and then on one side you put curses and on the other side you put blessings, on the curses side you could put killing, stealing, destroying. On the blessings side you could put giving life, getting blessed materially, see that would be the stealing, you're getting blessed materially, and destroying, being renewed and being taken out of destruction. Amen? So, in other words, the opposite of what the devil has lined up for you. You can get from the Lord, who is the blesser, who is the healer, who is the one that protects you from destruction. See what I'm saying? So, what about that? God said of himself, the very first redemptive name that he gave us about himself was Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord, the pre-existent eternal Lord, that healeth thee. Now, actually, the Hebrew there says that mends you. Amen. He heals you. He mends you. So, he is the pre-existent eternal Lord that heals you. That is his covenant name. Now, there are other covenant names. You know, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Tsidkenu, you know, there's just Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, all these covenant names. But we're centering up on the healing one because that's the one that a lot of people tend to forget about. And they're forgetting the benefit. The benefits here are many. Matter of fact, we'll keep reading it. Verse 3, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Verse 4, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Now, the word here that's destruction is a compound word in the Hebrew. And it means to be delivered from the pit of destruction. So if you feel like you're in a pit of destruction, the scripture says that God, as a benefit to you as a believer, redeems you from the pit of destruction. Amen. So you shouldn't be in the pits. No wallowing around in the pits. You should be free, and you should be not living in destruction, but in blessing. Hallelujah. All right, let's keep reading. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness. Praise the Lord for that. He crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies thy mouth with good things. Now, good things are not bad things. That's a great revelation right there. Good things. He is giving you good things. He satisfies you with those good things. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Well, I don't know about you, but you know, I look at my gray hair, and I am glad that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise God. Amen. So I don't have to be that old man, you know, that old withered old man with a cane. No. My youth is renewed just like the eagles is renewed. Praise God. Well, I'll tell you what, we're out of time. We're going to have to go on this netcast, but we've had a chock-full netcast today. And we're going to talk more about the believer's benefits as we go along. Join me on the radio program. We're talking about it there. Word of Faith broadcast every day, Monday through Friday, at 11:30 on WFR.org. Now, you can write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. My address is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213-5213. High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. You can also write me at my email address. That email address is Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, Dr. Bill, at WOFM.org. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.